So I know what I want to talk about, but whether I get there or not today, that'll be another story. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about how the temple, the Jewish temple, God told them to build it a certain pattern, and how that pattern allowed the priest class and the prophets and all and the kings to prosper and download information. God was revealing how this whole thing should work, you know. The judges and the prophets and the seers back then, they were called seers, same thing as prophets. You're actually a seer and a prophet if you're saved. You're actually, you got the Holy Spirit. You know all things. So, you know all things in Jesus. You're in Jesus. You just have to cut off the noise. See, so the temple was a fractal hologram of the temple in heaven, right? He told Moses, make everything according to this pattern. So when you follow a typical, archetypical pattern, you're in the flow because you're following the universal pattern. And so that's why I did the short videos about archetypes and all that. When you follow the types and shadows, the patterns of the heavenly temple in your body, your body's a temple, the earth is a temple, everything's a temple. This, even though this body is amazing, but when you get your new body, your spiritual body, it's going to be even more amazing. The human body is a better doctor than any doctor. They don't tell you that. What I found out is if you want to hack the matrix, hack the body, go get you a bicycle and ride it. Because the hologram, it's a fractal hologram, and it's all a story. It's a fractal holographic story based on the cross, what happened at the cross, but it's also a fractal hologram of the temple of worship. Jesus went to the cross. He says, for you to take up your cross and follow. So it's a worship service. It's actually typified in the marriage. The man and the woman come together, and the way she's on the bed, it's like a worship service. The seed goes into the womb, the dark womb. She receives seed, and it becomes a conception, and there's a birthing. So the seed of the Word of God goes into the dark womb of your heart, because you're born in sin, did your mother conceive you? You're born in sin and trespasses, you know. And so you need the seed of the Word to have a conception, a birthing. And so the marriage bed is a type and shadow of the worship service. And so is driving your car, and so is eating food, and so is walking, and so is everything. Everything's a type and shadow of worship. You have to receive and believe. Believe and receive. If you don't receive it, you're not going to get any blessing, because everything comes from God. But you have to follow in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, the types and shadows that God prepared before the foundation of the world in Himself. God is the type. What is God? God is love. God is patience. God, all the fruits of the Spirit. If you typology in your core being, the fruits of the Spirit, what happens? You image God. And if you're in the image of God, you're made in the image of God, but if you walk it out down here, if you image God in your body, soul, spirit, what's going to happen? You're going to be in the flow. And so if you're in the flow state, everything flows. Not only that, you get a download. So when they'd go into the temple once a year, but now you can go boldly in, and it's not just once a year, it's finished. You know, you can go boldly to the throne of grace at any moment. So you can get a download from the Holy Spirit. The Shekinah glory will show up. The truth will appear. You will see past the 3D objects as object lessons. You'll realize that everything that you face off with is an object lesson. Every object, every person, every situation, every whatever it is an object lesson. And so the object lesson is to move you back towards worship in your temple, your body temple, in following the pattern, the Pa, in series, in sequence, after Jesus. And so in series, in sequence, in series, you see, seer. If you're in series with Christ, you see. That's why you can know all things, because you already know that the AI flesh mind is trying to usurp the spirit mind to no avail, because the clay and the iron cannot mix. And so if you follow the types and shadows in your body ship, you're in the flow. And if you're in the flow, there's high synchronicity, there's high quantum connection, there's just total, everything's just in the flow. That's all I can tell you. And so you know it's a fractal hologram of the story of the cross in a day by day. So you'll notice that the same names appear. Let's say you change jobs, the same names appear. Let's say you change families, the same names appear. Let's say you change cities, the same names appear in your little script. You can quantum leap all you want, but it's the same story. It's the same story of the cross, because it's a projection. So your little world, your little cube world, your little 3D experience is just a fractal of somebody else's. So when you look at somebody else, they're just a fractal holographic view of yourself, of somebody who made a different path or made a different decision. Everybody's a person per the sun. Everybody's a human with different colors of skin, hue, different hues of the same truth. Every piece of the pie is a piece of the pie, but it tastes like the whole pie. When you make a pie and you cut it into pieces, a piece tastes like the whole pie, which is a fractal hologram. So if you give me a piece of pizza and I bite on it, you know that this piece tastes like the other piece in a deeper level. So if you break it down to its source code, every moment is the same. There's no time. There's no space. Everything is the same worship service. Everything is the same pattern. Everything is the same turning machine to turn you back to source, because you're born in sin, which separated you from source, which is the flesh mind. The flesh-minded creatures are not connected to source. They're disconnected. And that's why they always destroy themselves. That's why the Democrats always destroy themselves. The flesh creature is their own worst enemy. Your flesh mind is your own worst enemy. Your old Adam is your own worst enemy. You must be born again. You must walk in the new mind, the higher mind, not the lower mind. And you're going to have, you know, people think, well, if you have a bunch of friends on Facebook, you're something. No, the less friends you have, the better. They have to be high quality friends. You got five high quality friends and you got 1,000 non-quality, which is better? If you got one high quality friend, which is better, one or 1,000 non-quality friends? One is better. If you got one dependable person, what is better, one dependable or 1,000 undependable? One dependable. See how the world's got it upside down? You think, oh, I got 1,000 subscribers, I got 20,000 subscribers, but they don't care about you. They don't know you. They're not there for you. If you got one that's dependable, you got it made. It's all obvious that everything in the flesh mind is upside down. It's counterintuitive, it's upside down, it's just ridiculous. So to make a long story short, I wanted to show you how the story and the temple, if you play it out in 3D as a fractal image, you get in the flow.